All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. We are live in New Orleans, NETA 2018. We are at the Podcast Lounge, hosted by Dragonfly Max. I got some hoist water here from my man Keith Shireman, help you rehydrate. So one of the things we're going to be talking about is triathlon underwear. So in a triathlon, you know, I just started running and doing that kind of thing. And so there's always like the chafing type issue. And, you know, if I'm wet, honestly, the first time I ran 2 miles, like it was sprinkling, so my shirt got wet. And then I had to text Ryan Green and say, hey, dude, what do you do about this? Because I had chafed nipples, right? And so I'm thinking, well, what do I do? That's only 2 miles. I'm supposed to be running, you know, a little bit further than that. And so I'm just now learning all this stuff. And then I'm thinking, these guys go swim, and then they ride a bike, and then they run. But the other thing we're going to talk about is sports medicine trailers. So enough about my underwear. But, Keith, that is one of the questions. You actually had to show me some pictures. So when you're doing the triathlon, you competed your second Ironman?
This is my first full Ironman.
All right, so you just completed your first full Ironman a couple months ago in – you know, they start off with the swim, and then they do the bike, and then they do the run. And so what are some of the things that you do as far as clothes for that event?
Well, you'll have to have at least some moisture-wicking type material on or thinner material. You can't wear anything heavy. For the swim, you've got what you're going to wear for the rest of the day when you start off the event. For those who don't know, Ironman Triathlon is a 2.4-mile swim, 112 miles on the bike, and then you run a marathon after that. So that's all in one day. What you start off with, like I said, what you're wearing for each leg of that event, you can keep one piece on all day long, or you can change clothes, you know, in transition. You have a T1 transition from the swim to the bike, and T2 transition from the bike to the run. So there's opportunities if you want to change clothes, if you're not comfortable wearing, you know, or having wet clothes on like you're talking about. If you want to change, they have changing tents for you to go in there. The half Ironman, they don't have those tents because it's all wide open right there. So, and those events don't last that long either. But the Ironman lasts pretty much all day. You have 17 hours from the start of the race to finish to complete that.
All right, so again, wearing moisture-wicking compression clothes for the Ironman, do you wear the same thing for the half?
I'll wear the same thing for the half because I don't like to spend as much time in transition. I try to get in and get out real quick so I can, you know, my time is less in transition, so my time is faster at the end of the event, so I can finish in a better time that I'm comfortable with.
All right. So you mentioned the thing that you wear for the tri. That it's pretty normal for a tri event is compresso. It's a onesie, not a onesie.
It's just a one-piece tri-suit, what they call it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, and again, that's it. There's just that one layer of clothing between you and everything else.
That's it. Right. And you have, and you, of course, your tri-suit or your tri-shorts that you just, whichever you decide to wear, has padding, you know, for when you're riding the bicycle, of course, but it's real thin. It's not thick, because that way you would have more chafing and more irritation at that point if you did. If there was thicker padding there. So you want thin padding, but at the same time, your body has to train your body to be used to that mileage on the bike and to be able to come off and have the legs to run, whether it be an Olympic distance or a half Ironman or running the full Iron, doing the full Ironman, which the distances there are for Olympic, it's 6.2 after you get off the bike. That's the run. And a half marathon for the half Ironman and then the marathon for the full Ironman.
All right, so any other anti-chafing tips you have before we move on to the sports medicine trailer?
Oh, there's plenty of stuff that's on the market. There's plenty of lubes and things that you can put on, you know, to kind of help you keep from chafing. To answer your question earlier when you said you had some chafage on the upper torso, Band-Aids. There you go.
Well, I haven't been soaked wet since, but I've also been using Body Glide. That's what Ryan recommended. He said he uses it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't had a problem with it since. And, you know, I use it in a couple different spots, the high friction spots. And it seems to work out really well for me. So Body Glide, personally, I use it. I don't gain anything from saying that, but I yeah. personally use it. Mm-hmm. So
it's good stuff.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So again, if you're just getting into running like I did, don't run with a wet shirt and then expect everything to be fine, or wet clothes, because you're not used to it. You're going to have some long lasting damage. So, all right. Now moving on from my mistakes, we're going to talk about the sports medicine trailer, the mobile sports medicine unit. So we talked about this, and I believe it's sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/mobile sports medicine. But if you're to go to sportsmedicinebroadcast.com and Google, or not Google, to search Keith Shireman, he would be one of those, I think, four or five times that he's been on the podcast. So, and that'll give you there. He's got videos that I linked to on there, and you can definitely check out how he's done that sports medicine trailer. So you've had lots of questions since then about how you did that, why you did certain things, and you've continued to make improvements on there. So tell me some of the updates that you've made, and then we'll get into some of the questions.
What we're working on currently right now, the main update is trying to do MSK ultrasound, to have a unit, wireless unit, or a unit that actually I can take and plug into my iPhone, laptop, or iPad, and we can check injuries there in the trailer without having to transport to the hospital. If we need to transport, then we get a better idea. If I can save a parent from taking their child to the ER, and we can manage it right here with our team docs, then I'm all for it. I'd rather do that than to send them onto the ER, wait for a long trip, especially if we're on the road. And that's a great idea about having our sports medicine trailer, is when we're on the road, we've kind of got you can call it a mobile hospital if you like, but it's kind of my training room on wheels. We keep that there. It's on campus. We take it on the road everywhere we go. So it's a great tool to have, and that's the MSK ultrasound is the one thing that we're working on now to try to achieve. And the second thing that we're working on also is, I had a meeting right before school was out about the ultrasound and this other piece of equipment. We want to have a portable ECG machine that'll fit in the back of a laptop. And what we'll do with this, we'll keep this on in the trailer. If we happen to have an athlete or maybe even a parent in the stands, or maybe it's a coach, who knows, maybe has a cardiac episode, we'll take them to the trailer, put the electrodes on them, check it out. All the information goes straight to our emergency room, and they'll tell us, hey, you need to transport this guy or this individual now. So, and that gives us a better tool there as well to keep someone either we need to transport or we don't need to transport.
All right, so the ultrasound, I just went to a workshop with the Houston Methodist, and there was a guy talking about ultrasounds, and he was a physician. He's one of the guys that develops the ultrasound stuff as well. And he said he has one that's about the size of a cell phone that he carries around with him, and mm-hmm. he's used that multiple times, like at a car accident or something, and say, hey, you got some internal bleeding. Let me talk to the ER doc, and kind of said, this is who I am, this is what I want. And so you're talking about having something similar, like cell phone
yes.
size?
There's actually a company here from Tulsa, Oklahoma, that has a unit that I've looked at. I've also been looking at, our hospital has looked at what's called the Butterfly Network. You can look that up online just like it is, butterflynetwork.com. I'm not promoting them because it hasn't been available in the States yet, but it's a pretty neat device that you can use. Like I said, you can plug it into your iPhone, and it has a small probe, and for the Butterfly Network, it's supposed to be under $2,000. So it's an inexpensive tool that you can have as an athletic trainer on your sideline. I've noticed some other athletic trainers have had the full-size ultrasound unit about the size of a laptop, you know, maybe on their sidelines or somewhere, or their one of their team docs has allowed them to use it. Why not have this for athletes? Like, as I said before, keep them from having to go to the ER. If it's something that does not have to go to the emergency room, let's look at it right here. Let's determine it. And I have two team docs on our sidelines, an orthopedic and another doc from the hospital who's there as well. So it enables us to, you know, give further care right there on the scene instead of saying, well, we can't do anything for you, and send them on to the hospital. I don't like doing that. I want to take care of them right there.
All right, so with that, are you going to have to go through training to be able to read that, or is that only going to be the physicians are going to read it?
Well, I want to learn how to read it myself. The physicians can do it, but I want to learn how to read it myself so I have a better understanding of it. I don't want to just pass it on to somebody else. I mean, that's another thing that's in an athletic trainer's toolbox that I can have as well. You know, I'm not trying to I'm trying to help our parents and our kids save some money. If it's something they have to have further care, hey, I understand. I'm all for it. Let's go get you taken care of. You know, we'll use your insurance at that point. So,
all right. So this update with the ECG, right? Mm-hmm. So the plan is to have an ECG that you're carrying with you at all times in the trailer, or you're going to carry that with you to other events as well?
Well, for right now, we're going to start using it in our sports medicine trailer. And then from that point, we're going to take it and see where the other needs are at that point. And, of course, I have to sit down and talk with our team docs at that point and say, do you think, and our athletic director, and say, hey, do we need to go to a different, you know, do we need to keep it on the sideline for soccer? Do we need to keep it out for track meets? Do we need to, you know, what other events do you, you know, would you recommend they think we need to do that for? Primarily football right now is what I want to use it for, especially the ECG, especially, you know, Arkansas and Texas, District 6, you know, we're the biggest group that has had the most, you know, cardiac episodes, you know, in the past year, the past several years, I should say. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. So other than those two updates, I know last time I think you were still working on building maybe cabinets. Was that right?
No, it already has cabinets in it. I was looking at putting maybe another table in there or another bench, so to speak, to do some more extra work in it. But I think I'm just kind of. These other two updates that I'm kind of working on with the ultrasound, MSK ultrasound, and the ECG machine, those are my main focus right now, to get those in the trailer before we start football.
All right. So since we've had the conversation and since you've been posting pictures and videos, you've had quite a few people ask. So kind of who's been asking? What are the questions they've been asking? And what have you seen come out of that?
I've had people from athletic trainers from Louisiana. I've had some from Illinois call me. Did I say that right? Illinois or Illinois?
I would say Illinois, which I think it's Illinois.
So I've had people from, you know, all around the country actually have just emailed me, contacted me on Facebook, said, hey, what can I do? How did you do this? How did you obtain the funding to get this? Because we're just a small high school. And I was like, we're just a 5A school, too. We're in a small town with about 10,000, 11,000 people in it. We've got some, you know, we've got folks who want to, you know, companies that want to contribute, want to help out, they have the resources to do that. You know, I explained to someone here earlier that for our trailer, I had from my motocross days when I used to race pro myself, and I had a sports medicine program on an indoor racing series a long time ago. I basically just read up a proposal, pictures of a trailer. I already had some artwork done. I worked on that for a while and had different sponsors just to kind of give those sponsors an idea of what it would look like. And I said, okay, we'll go to you if you'll contribute this amount of money. This other sponsor will contribute this amount of money, and we'll put your logos here and here and on the trailer. And the first sponsor we went to, my AD and I went to him, and I presented the proposal to him, talked to him about it, and he said, he took a few minutes to sit back in his chair, and he said, would you be opposed to us paying for all of it? And the AD beat me to it, and he says, of course not. You know, so right there, that was born. We were able to get our trailer at that point. They donated a generator inside of it as well, brand new, never used. We went to our local dealership, and we were very blessed that he was on he was a former school board member. He owned several dealerships there in town. I went to the proposal with him because I know most people don't realize that most companies have what's called co-op money that they use for sponsorships. They may give them to their local little league team to sponsor them, or, you know, advertisements in the newspapers, things like that. So I presented the proposal to him for the truck. I said, we have this trailer. I said, would you be able to help us out with a truck? And again, he sat back for a few minutes in his chair, same thing just like the last sponsor did, and he says, I think we can do something. He said, let me work on something. So it was like one day later, he called myself and the AD and he said, let's do this. And they paid for all the wrap that was on it, all the information, you know, the dealership, you know, our school's logo and everything on the side of it. Same way with the sponsor for the trailer, they put everything on the side of it there for us. That was just an awesome opportunity to be able to have that, to do that. But that was one question, and I've had other questions from athletic trainers of what kind of flooring you put in there, and and how did you do your cabinets and things like that. But this trailer was already put together. I researched it for quite a few months, six months at least, and I actually found a company not too far from me, from where I live, that had the trailer. It's basically a race car trailer. It was already had the cabinets, the flooring, the lights, everything that I wanted in it. All I had to do was get the generator, the tables, and all the sports medicine supplies, and like a mobile training room on wheels to keep there, and I've got it. And so I'm still working. I'm still working to try and improve it, to make it more, applicable for everything that we need, and try to cover every base that we need it for, and make sure that our athletes are taken care of. So.
All right. So, have you seen anybody since our talk? Have you seen anybody move forward with the process?
I think there are some of the folks that I talked to are in the process of trying to put their package together, their trailer together, and things like that. The last one that sent me a message from, it was in Illinois, I believe, she emailed me from. She said that she just had just a basic wooden, inside the trailer was just wood walls and flooring, and she was asking about the flooring and some other things, and how did you do your cabinets and such. So she was trying to figure out how to do all those. So I sent her a lot of my pictures, showed her, the videos, and told her to go to YouTube and look up those videos as well, to kind of show them how we did it and just kind of what it looks like when you put the whole package together.
Gotcha. Okay, so the trailer, again, it's super cool that you had an idea, you made a plan, you researched it, you discussed it, you went and you got it done. You have a good community, generosity, but then you're sharing that information, you're putting it out there, you're saying, here, let me help you. I can show you how I did this, and you're helping people modify what they were doing. Is there any other long-term plans? I know you said you're working on the the ECG and the ultrasound. Any other long-term changes?
Not at this time. I really want to just take it slow at this point and make sure I do the right things for our athletes, and not just – it's not just about show and just about throwing all this stuff out there in front of everybody and say, hey, look what I have, and stuff like that. And it's, as I've always said, and I've always told our athletic director, it's not about me. It's for the kids. It's about the kids, So that's the most important thing there. As an athletic trainer, again, this is another tool in my toolbox that I can use to help our athletes. And, anybody else, I've had several people ask me, says, hey, have you thought about turning this into a business? I'm like, I don't want to make this a business. I want everybody to understand that they can do the same thing that I've done.
Yeah.
It's not about making money off somebody. This is about helping our athletes and doing the right thing, being an athletic trainer.
All right. Any other thoughts there about the changes in the mobile sports medicine unit?
If anyone has any questions about it, they can either go to I've got the YouTube videos. It's just Keith Keith Shireman Shireman. I'm actually on. You can look me up also on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I do a lot of stuff for our Arkansas Athletic Trainers Association. I'm on the board there as well. So it's just an opportunity to, I'm promoting myself. Not just that, but doing what I can for our kids and be an example maybe to other athletic trainers who would like to do something like that as well.
Definitely an example. Always lots of energy doing things to take care of yourself, spend time with your family, is promoting that family time, but improving the way athletic training is done, because you're making those opportunities to save a life, to save a trip to the ER, to save money, whatever that emergency is, you're preparing yourself and your staff to handle that. And again, that's the whole movement of athletic training, is to prepare the athletic trainer of tomorrow for the patient of tomorrow, to take care of all the needs possible, rather than going to all these different doctors, but having an athletic trainer who can take care of most of those things at one spot. And so you're already kind of moving that way, leading that way. I had another question about the triathlon, but can't remember. That's okay. All right. Well, tomorrow morning was my first 5K. I'll see you there.
Yep, I'll be there.
All right. What time do you think you're going to finish in?
Good question. I haven't got to train much this week, but I got another triathlon in 3 weeks. But I don't know. Let's just say 23 minutes. Let's just go there.
See, I'm thinking I'm probably around 9 minute per mile to finish all three plus miles, because I think it's 3.14 for tomorrow or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, thanks again for stopping by Sports Medicine Broadcast at the Podcast Lounge here at NATA 2018. My friend Keith Shireman, and again, if you need to get a hold of him, Keith Shireman on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or go to sportsmedicinebroadcast.com and search Keith Shireman. It has all that stuff as well. Keith, it's a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate you.